I'm completing my 8th year here and my 37th year in education, and I've decided that it's time for me to retire. I think we've accomplished some great things here, both in terms of student and staff supports. We're in a really good place, I think, moving forward with some of our facility issues. We've still got a long way to go in that area, and I'm really happy with some of the advances we've made in terms of standardized curriculum across our district at both the elementary and secondary levels.
And I think the other thing, too, in the middle of your term here, you had to wade your way through something called a pandemic. Do you think, you know, I feel that the district's in a pretty good place coming out of that.
Yeah, I feel like especially last year and this year that we've moved away from that far enough now that that's certainly in the rearview mirror. A lot of us learned some valuable lessons and took away a lot of experiences that we hope really are once in a lifetime with that. But there are some good things that came out of that too. You know, I think a lot of our teachers really learned to embrace some of the technology aspects that they've carried over to their in-person classes now. And I also think that it really made us aware of how important the social interaction with students and how important the social-emotional issues are for both students and staff as we move forward.
Do you feel good about kind of the enrollment stability of Unit 404 right now when you kind of size up where we're at in 2024 and kind of moving forward?
Yeah, I think it's been pretty stable over the course of the entire consolidation. The high point, I believe, was 1,396 students just a couple years after consolidation. We're at 1,267 right now. We have seen a drop over the last couple years, but nothing near what was predicted at the time the two districts came together. And so I think what we're seeing is a leveling out at this point, and we're happy to see that we've actually got some growth in our incoming class. We've actually decided to add last month a section of kindergarten at Apollo, as we see a very large incoming kindergarten group across both elementary buildings.